This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Wow, that was fast.
Well, I mean, we ate so much of your break with Scott.
He was fantastic, and I had no idea he worked with the great Joe Montana. Many would call him the greatest of all time.
Yeah. I mean, they had a face-to-face scene. We put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's an ad for LA Gear that you have to, like, don't blink or you'll miss Scott in it. But he's looking right at him. Their faces are close. He was out there, by the way, in the green room trying to teach Bryn how to deliver a joke.
Well, he was saying before, you didn't hear this part, but Scott was saying, if only he were young and ethnic, he would be breaking through.
So he's trying to set Bryn up for some kind of comedic breakthrough. Bryn couldn't do it. I sat there. I tried to get it from my Instagram story, and it went so long that as he was saying the punchline, my phone shut down.
Oh, dear.
It was like, no. Mm-mm. I'm like, well, that's a waste.
We're going to make a star out of Bryn. We are.
By we mean you. I'm not making a star out of him.
Yeah.
I need him to stay here. Bryn. Please stop making stars out of the people I want to stay here.
No, he's got other stuff he wants to do. Bryn's young. He's got a future.
I'm already a star. I'm a radio star.
Yeah. He's already a star.
But he could
do
be
the Sarah and Vinny.
Thanks, guys.
You could be doing solo
shows. Who's got
shows?
More followers, Bryn or Scott?
Bryn.
Let's just see who's star.
Oh, Instagram.
No.
Bryn
does.
I told you it annoys me on Instagram. He has more followers than me. It's not right. It's not right. You know.
Really? Because he's here every day. People are like, oh,
but
I'm
to justify the well, the followers want to see Bryn. Look, he's got a very visual face. Don't you think he's beautiful?
Be
great on camera, don't you think? Bryn, he's so pretty. Why waste it here with you guys? You know what I mean?
Right. Radio.com brings you this report. Radio.com's an app. You can get the app, and then you can listen to this show anywhere you go. Wherever you bring your phone, there's the Sarah and Vinny show on the Radio.com app waiting for you.
Please enjoy.
All the time.
At your leisure.
Every day.
And
let
leave
it roll.
The stream on. Mm-hmm. Just let it roll. Bye, Scott. Love you.
Thousands of passengers aboard the cruise ship struck by the coronavirus are anxiously awaiting their turn to leave the vessel. This is the boat that had been, or the ship that had been kept off the coast of California here for a couple days. It was brought, the Grand Princess is the name of it. It was brought in on Monday and docked in Oakland with some 3,500 passengers and crew aboard. Several hundred were released from the ship already, including some requiring hospital care and some Canadians that wanted out of the country. They say here some Californians were bused to nearby Travis Air Force Base. 2,000 people still await their chance to get off this boat.
We want to get off the boot.
I do have a story here.
Sorry about it.
About what you mentioned earlier, the Grand Princess. This is the one that had been off the coast. They say two passengers have already filed $1 million in damages lawsuits.
And some of the arguments they made, I'm like, yeah, I can see it.
So this, nothing like sitting there with nothing to do. I mean, imagine.
And a phone that works.
Right.
By the way, they had cell service, you know?
So.
I'd like to speak to my lawyer, please.
Yeah. So that's what's going on for them.
Yikes. This is going to be the most profitable cruise we've ever been on, if we survive it. Well, they're saying the main problem was that the staff, who was exposed in the previous cruise, all stayed on. Nobody got tested.
I don't know what to say about that. I don't know that.
And I think they're among
and
the
yet-
sick.
You know, I can see where lawyers would say, yeah, let's go to court and see.
Sure, let's see what
Let's let a judge decide.
Let's squeeze the sponge.
Let's see what we can make happen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Fat fingers, someone.
We're getting married.
Marry the... Hmm. A nice place for
Nashville-based guitar maker Gibson wants to help musicians impacted by the deadly tornadoes that struck Middle Tennessee earlier this week. Gibson is in, I believe, Nashville.
Oh, I thought it was in Memphis.
Memphis, where you've been there.
Yeah.
Wherever they are, their plan is to give musicians that lost their instruments in the tornadoes, they want to give them new instruments. So.
That's nice. I mean, they hand make those things right there.
Gibson Gibbs, a nonprofit wing of the global guitar brand, plans to donate guitars to players with damaged or destroyed instruments as a result of the early storms of last week. Anyone who needs an instrument replaced can reach out to Gibson's Gibbs Recovery Plan, and they have a website, request@gibson.com.
Wow.
That's neat.
It's great. A lot of people, you know, there's just so much going on in the country right now that I really feel like Tennessee got kind of a raw deal. That was, I mean, they were unbelievably destructive. Mm-hmm. So many people are screwed over, and they're a side note in a lot of news because political and corona dominates.
Right. Well, and the stock market's freaking me out, too. Although I hear it's coming. We're coming back. We're coming back. We're green.
Are we?
I haven't looked in a minute, but we were green a minute ago.
Just don't look. You shouldn't look. I'm not going to look. I'm trying not to look.
Well, it'd be nice to see green. Let's look.
Yeah, but green doesn't matter when you've been in the red this long.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Bryn, that's disgusting.
Was that your butt?
My mic was off.
It was not my butt.
It wasn't your butt.
My butt is not mic'd.
Oh, it was your throat.
All right, Bryn. Thank you.
My kid is hitting that age where butt stuff is so funny to her, like farting and all that. That's really classic.
What's funnier than that?
When we watch Good Burger, all of the material they do is for six-year-olds. Mm. It was fantastic.
Oh, so she must just love it.
Oh, just laugh. Yep. Anyway, here are the happiest and least happiest cities in the United States. I do this because number one is... Fremont, California.
Happiest? Fremont? That's the happiest. What was the title of this again?
The happiest and least happy cities in the United States. The rankings are based on 30 different factors, including life satisfaction scores, depression rates, physical health, income growth, job satisfaction scores, commute times, divorce rates, and weather. Fremont, California. Happiest city
Fremont!
In America.
America! You won America! Didn't Kathy used to live in Fremont?
She did.
Yeah.
I'm sure she still does. Why would she have left?
Fabulous place in America.
Number two was Plano, Texas, but number three was San Jose, California.
Jose.
Irvine, California.
San
Jose. Irvine, Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, Irvine. That's
yeah.
where you grew up.
Mm-hmm. Huntington Beach, California is on the list. Santa Rosa, California also on the list.
Oh, I like Santa Rosa.
You do?
Sure. It's nice up there.
That's where I went to rehab.
Oh.
I flunked there. Mm. I flunked it.
That where you're the Bush guy?
That's where I was the Bush guy. I didn't know I was the Bush guy until later when they were calling me Bush guy.
Well, you were wasted.
And I was like, why do you keep calling me that? And they said, because we had to come get you out of the bushes. Whoever dropped you off. Like they dropped you off and left. I was like, oh, that was it must have been my live-in girlfriend. She's had about enough of me.
Mm. Oh. Write me a check, buddy. I'm out of here.
Oh, well, that came later.
Mm. Lucky.
Although I think in this case, she dropped me off in my car and then burned out leaving and was like, a month break from that curse words. Mm. Well, I don't blame her.
No. It's
no fun.
You know.
You don't wear heels.
I don't.
So.
I have some boots that have. Some heels, but they're not.
You've bought some heels in your day, and then you end up giving them away.
My problem is I love shoes. I think shoes are freaking great. I think they're beautiful. I love looking at pictures of shoes. I love all different styles of shoes. Mm-hmm. I think shoes are super fancy and sexy. And then I buy them, and I wear the same shoes I always wear.
Right.
I'm like, I have to get special socks for those. Or I don't see them because they're up. I have all these like bins in my closet, and they say like shoes... Fancy shoes, sandals, boots, fancy boots. You can pull any one of them down, and they're covered in dust. Like, I got to dust my shoes.
And one pair of slip-ons that you wear every day.
And then there's the shoes and they sit down at the bottom where I can get
them. Well, you're no Jane, that's for sure.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Jane, really. I will say, it looks like a lot of work to be Jane.
It does.
Like, that's a commitment. I just don't have that in me.
I think most things that Jane puts on, I would put on, and then I would go, I'm not comfortable. Yeah. I'm going to change.
She just
goes I'm a
for
DJ.
It.
I'm not going to wear these hip-high boots
right.
while I do my radio show. But Jane does.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like, I am just sitting here. If I had a gig where I had to go out and, like, host a party every night, I probably would, you know.
Well, you are now Instagramming, like, I don't know, 15
yeah, but
to 30 times a day.
I don't Instagram myself, generally.
I just saw you with your squirrel
that
friend.
That was my husband took that picture.
Oh. Well, you look great.
And by the way, that squirrel doesn't like John. Squirrel only likes me.
Oh.
Yeah. John sat there for over an hour with this thing in his hand, and the squirrel
the guy
just wouldn't
was like,
come.
No way.
It's like, no.
Oh, surely. It's a girl.
Surely. Well, I don't know if it's a girl. And I don't even know if it's the same squirrel. It's just, you know, they all look the same.
According to this story, if you go out in those kinds of shoes we're talking about, the ones that look amazing but are uncomfortable, it takes the average person 3.5 days for their feet to completely stop hurting from that night out in those boots or heels or.
Yeah, well, you
especially
can have
if you drink
good.
Because you're not feeling the pain as much, and so you're drinking and running around like a lunatic mm-hmm. in shoes that aren't comfortable.
Right.
3.5 days for your feet to
long.
Completely stop hurting after you've worn those shoes out.
With your feet, you need them your whole life. And you know, when you get up, sometimes like you just walk in the first, you're like, ow, oh wow, my feet. You know, and listen, I care about my arches. I try to keep
you
my
care
feet
about your arches.
Sure, I try to keep my feet nice and warmy too. You know. And still, I get up from someplace, I've been sitting for a while, I'm like, oh, this is uncomfortable.
Huh.
You know, imagine I'm walking around in stilettos. Such a joke.
Today is National Landline Telephone Day.
Oh, really?
In honor of
the
day.
Talk about a desperate attention grab.
A new survey asked people to name the last time you spoke to someone using a landline phone.
Can you remember when the last time?
Yeah, yesterday.
You talked on a landline?
Yesterday.
I actually have a landline at my house, and it rings sometimes. Nobody answers it. Nobody.
I use my landline all the time.
That's crazy.
That's my main phone.
Oh. That's you are really holding on to the old ways.
I like it. It works.
Hmm.
It's way more clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's my main phone number, and it's the number I want to give to people because I don't want to give them my cell number.
Yeah, but then the phone's ringing all hours. Well, you don't want that number getting out.
It's fine.
Phone's ringing. I don't want anyone to know my landline. I don't want that ringing. I know I'm not answering that.
25% of people said it's been more than 6 months since they've talked on a landline.
Oh, I'll bet you I haven't done it in 2 years. Actually, that can't be true. I must answer that landline once in a while, especially when it like rings off the hook for a while. I must pick it up.
I'm out of time.
Or maybe I go, hey, John, pick that up. Well, don't worry. We have the 9 o'clock hour. You can catch up on
all
the texts.
I'll do some texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.